tranquility and peace of Amrita, divine nectar. The Punjabi version, Amrit Ras di Mithas te Seetalta. The sweetness of Amrit, elixir, nectar, which has been discussed in the foregoing chapter, is unique in the sense that the tongue alone does not enjoy it. Again, I must repeat that what we're talking here is a discussion that took place in prison between Paisai Pai Ranteer Singh and Pai Kartar Singh Canadian, who were both serving life imprisonment for trying to overthrow the British government in India. They've been together for many, many years in prison, and this is a discussion that took place between Pai Kartar Singh and Paisai Pai Ranteer Singh. And they're talking about a very, very high spiritual state here. Not anyone can get there, or very few get that high stage. Besides the tongue and the mouth, which has a spiritual taste of it, its flavor and aesthetic essence is experienced in every pore of our body. One experiences its dulcitude within the heart and soul. Within the inner self, one enjoys the sweet delight and fragrant redolence which surpasses the joy of sugar, honey, milk, and delicious fruits. What Paisa is saying there is that the taste of Amrit, which in all essence is Naam and Gurbani, is much, much sweeter than anything you can taste on this earth in terms of honey, sugar, milk, all the delicious things. It's much, much sweeter than that. But it is different from the sweetness of these objects in the fact that the more a man tastes it, the more he relishes and enjoys it. Now, the difference is that if you ate honey or something really sweet, after about two spoonfuls or a plateful, you could not take any more. Your taste would reject it, say, no, I've had enough. And that's the difference. With worldly sweetness, you can easily get fed up with it. Whereas Naam Amrit, if somebody ever gets that, the lucky person will enjoy it more and more the more he gets it. The sweetness of material objects can be enjoyed only to a certain extent. After taking a certain quantity of sugar and sweets, one gets fed up. That reminds me of one small sakhi or story about a sant who was doing bhakti. But suddenly a thought came to his mind. Oh, I wouldn't mind some jalebiyan. And this thought of jalebiyan, obviously in India, jalebiyan is quite a tasty thing. And this thought kept coming to his mind. You know, I wouldn't mind some jalebiyan. And he was a sadhu, and he got so sick of his mind thinking about jalebiyan. He went to a shop where the jalebiyan was sold. He said to him, I want some jalebiyan. I said, fair enough. And in India, one of the good things about shopkeepers are, they still have some fear of God. And if they see a sadhu, they won't charge him. Chalo kar palaiya, pun ho gaya. So when the sadhu said, I want some jalebiyan, he said, don't stop. Keep putting in the plate. Keep making them, because I'm going to keep eating. So shopkeeper said, oh, chalo aratya, it's a good pun. They don't come every day, these sadhus, right? He seemed to be a good person, holy person. So he said, chalo baba ji, theek ya. He kept filling the plate and Baba kept eating and kept eating and kept eating. Can anybody guess what happened? He made himself sick, so he vomited. He wanted to destroy the taste of jalebiyan forever in his mind, that the vomiting would remind him. That's where you end up when you eat jalebiyan. And the shopkeeper couldn't understand that, because he was trying to destroy the whole thought of jalebiyan coming in his mind again. And that's the worldly things, that there's a limit to the taste. You can only eat so much. Overeat and you make yourself sick. But Naam Ras is totally different. The more you get it, the more joyful it becomes, the more uplifted you go. But he who meditates his Naam and yearns for more and more contemplation of his Naam, he feels fresh in his zealous appetite and never gets tired. He finds it removes sickness and maladies. Not only does it taste sweet, but he finds that Naam and Gurbani, when it goes into his body, it actually cures him as well of sickness and illnesses. And Guruji says that Sarv Rokha Aukhad Naam Kalyan Roop Mangal Gungam. He finds that it removes sickness and maladies and makes man feel immortal. Chardikala. If you take the time and read Pai Sahib's autobiography in English or Jail Chitti in Punjabi, you'll see even before he took Amrit, he had a strong faith in the power of Gurbani. He didn't get Naam, because you only get Naam when you get Tangam Amrit. But he was so devoted to Gurbani that when his father became so ill that he was lying on his deathbed in a hospital in Ludhiana, the Gora surgeon, the British surgeon doctor, said to Pai Sahib, when he was only young, in his youth, he said, your father is dying because he cannot pass his water, urine. It's blocked it, it's poisoned, the body is poisoned. We can't do anything about it. He's going to die. Try to save him. But unfortunately, malaria had broken out. And all that came to serve his father, help Pai Sahib, they all went back with the illness. And eventually, when his father was on his deathbed, Pai Sahib also developed a fever. So the doctor said to Pai Sahib, if you want to serve your father in his last minutes, you better take this medicine that might just make you enough strength to look after him before he dies. And Pai Sahib said to the doctor, your medicine has not helped my father. What use is me taking your medicine? I'm not taking it. And the doctor said, if you don't take that medicine, when I come back, I will chuck your father out of the hospital and you, because you're disobeying my orders. And the doctor put the medicine on the table and said, that medicine should be taken when I come back. And Pai Sahib saw that all hope had gone. His father's nerve was hardly moving. It was just, there was hardly any breath. Color changed, sound had changed. Pai Sahib knew that, you know, it was minutes now, not days. And he was so weak as well that he could hardly get up off the bed either. So he wrapped himself in a rajai or blanket and closed his eyes and started doing Sri Japji Sahib part. And when one finished, he would start again. And then suddenly, with one of the Japji Sahib part, when he got to Manne Diyan Pauriyan, Manne Ki Gat Kahi Na Jaye, Jeko Kahe Pishe Pishtaye, Kagd Kalam Na Likhan Haar, Manne Ka Bhai Karn Vichar, Aisa Naam Nirinjan Hoye, Jeko Man Jane Man Koye. When he got to that Pauriyan, suddenly, like a tape recorder being stuck, or a record player being stuck, he just kept repeating the same Pauriyan. He was totally absorbed in that. Didn't have a clue what was happening. After some time, when he came round from the part, he thought, oh dear, my father's passed away now. He went over to his father's bed, and to his surprise, his father had passed urine into the vessel, which he couldn't do for days. He'd passed urine and his breathing had improved, and he actually opened his eyes and went by himself, spoke to him, says, don't disturb me. He says, I'm enjoying Maninia Podias. Somebody was reading them and I was enjoying them. Don't disturb me. But Pai Sahib was doing his part in his own mind. He wasn't even shouting. He wasn't even doing loud. And then the doctor came in. Oh, he says, well done. You took my medicine. Looked at the father. He said, strange. Think he should have died. Oh, well, our medicine has that effect then, obviously. The medicine we've been given has worked. Okay, I'll tell the big doctor that, you know, it's worked. It's a good thing you took the medicine. And by so your medicine's still on the table. He says, what? I didn't take your medicine. And the Agora doctor was totally shocked. First of all, he was seriously ill. He shouldn't have been getting off the bed for days. His father definitely should have died. He didn't. Instead, he recovered. He tried to claim credit, the doctor did, and he called the surgeon, the consultant. But they couldn't explain. It was one of the explanations. And Bhai Sahib just stood there in prayer to Guruji for thanking Guruji. Now, remember, his father was on his deathbed. Bhai Sahib was seriously ill. The mind in that state, the devotion it can show in that state, the love it can show in that state and that need is totally different to what we do. When we think, oh, my prayer has not been answered, you have not shown that true devotion. You haven't connected. You haven't connected to the satellite dish. You can't receive anything if you're not connected. We're all disconnected to Guruji. When you connect, it'll come through. But we're disconnected, and then we expect a connection automatic. So Bhai Sahib was talking from personal experience, not just words like me, mere words, but personal, true experience. He had tasted nectar of Naam, and he knew the power of Gurbani and Naam, that it does cure mental and physical illnesses. Now, it's a positive thing to have faith and saying, yes, I believe that. Whether I've experienced it or not, I still believe that it does both. That's a good sign. But to question, so does it, is not a sign of disrespect. It's being inquisitive. It's not being sure. And it means that we need to move slightly higher up the plane and saying, I might not experience it, but other great Gursikhs have. I take their word for it, and so therefore I increase my faith. And if I don't get it, then it's not Guruji's fault, it's mine. Because my faith and devotion is not that strong yet. There's a weakness in me in terms of the five or other actions. He who drinks the nectar of his Naam hungers not for any material goods thereafter. And the shabd that Bhai Sahib is saying is Nim Birk Bo Sanchiye Amrit Ras Paya Bisyar Mantar Visahiye Bo Dood Piyaya Manmukh Apin Na Pijay Pathar Navaya Bikh Me Amrit Sinchiye ਬਿਖ ਕਾ ਫਲ ਖਾਇ ਪਾਇਆ ਨਾਨਕ ਸੰਗਤ ਮੇਲ ਹਰ ਸਭ ਬਿਖ ਲਹਿ ਜਾਇਆ ਤੁਮੇ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਸਿੰਜੀਏ ਕੁਰਤ ਨਾ ਜਾਵੇ ਦੀ ਇੰਗਲਿਸ਼ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਲੇਸ਼ਨ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਟਰ ਦਾ ਨੀਮ ਟ੍ਰੀ ਵਿਦ ਅਲਿਕਸੀਅਰ ਨਾ ਨਿਮ ਯੂ ਪ੍ਰੋਬਬਲੀ ਸੀਨ ਇਨ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਦੋਸ ਹੈਵ ਬੀਨ ਇਨ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਦੇ ਨੋ ਵਾਟ ਅ ਨਿਮ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਇਸ The fruit is kora. You can't eat it. So if you put amrit in the roots of that tree, what do you think will happen?
Will it change the name? Will it? No, it won't. The nature of the neem tree is that it will stay as it is. In other words, you're wasting your time. The nature of the neem is that it will be kora. It will not change to sweetness. It will remain bitter. Recite the charms and feed the snake with milk. So if you started saying your mantras to a snake and started feeding it milk, you think it loses poison? No, the snake will not lose its poison. It will not abandon its poison unless you take the poison out physically. It will not abandon its poison. In fact, how many people have heard of cases where snake charmers have been bit to death by their own snakes? I've read many reports where actual snake charmers who are supposed to be masters of snakes have actually died at the hands of the snakes they kept. Because snake won't change. The nature of a snake is it will bite. It has to get rid of that poison. So if you try to give milk, oh yes. One of the things in the Punjab especially is that there are a lot of places made in villages, worship places, which they call, what do they call the places? Any names? Anybody? There's a Gugedi Puja, was it Gugedi Mat, something like that. Or Ishatari. Ishatari is the word they use. Ishatari, the place, yeah. It's a holy place. Ishatari. What does it mean? Oh, it fulfills all your prayers. But who is it? Don't say it. It's a snake. Ishatari, a snake? Oh, yeah, it's a sap. But why does a sap fulfill your needs? But it does. We all bow to it. We all offer things to it. We give it milk. And we get everything, all our needs are fulfilled. That's how blind and illiterate the Punjabi people are in Punjab. They actually believe that a snake, either big or small, whatever, has the power to fulfill their requirements. They don't even think for 1 minute, Dada data ek hai, sab ko devanhar. Dende todna avei, aganat pare pandar. Only God is the giver to all. No, doesn't matter. Wherever we get something, the chances are 50-50. You're going to succeed or fail. So if half succeed, oh, it's the snake. It fulfilled my needs. That's how far away we are from Guruji in many instances. So Guruji here is saying that if you waste your time putting amrit to a neem tree, it will not change its bitterness. If you waste your time in trying to change a snake to give its poison up, it will not. Self-centered persons, manmukhs, are impervious to divine wisdom. Those that are self-centered, those that think of themselves only, those that are full of pride, divine wisdom will have no impact on them whatsoever. They will listen, but they will absorb nothing, and they will put into practice nothing either. And that's probably why you see Gurdwara is full of sangat, but very little impact. Very little change, because they do not want to put Guruji's teachings into practice in their own lives. Self-centered persons are impervious to divine wisdom. They ignore it. Like a stone placed in water. When you place stone in a water, it's untouched by the water. Water can't go through a stone, because the surface of the stone is glazed. That's how they are. That's how we are, the self-centered persons, manmukh. When a little elixir is mixed with poison, when a little amrit is mixed with poison, what is the result is? Anybody? Is it amrit or is it something else? The result is poisonous mixture. In the company of man of God, O Nanak, all poison of human hearts is destroyed. in the company of man of God, O Nanak, all poison of human hearts is destroyed. Place the gourd in nectar, it will not lose its bitterness. This is why I say Gurbani is very, very deep. We ignore it at our own peril. It's God's word. Those that get totally absorbed in Gurbani will succeed in their journey. Those that ignore Gurbani will surely fail and struggle and struggle. It's only with true divine wisdom that we can attempt to succeed on our spiritual path. Which means this particular Shabda Guruji is telling us now, there's an indirect meaning as well there. What if we are the nim tree? What if we are the snake with the poison? What if we are the self-centered persons? What makes us think that we're not one of them? But Guruji is saying, if you are, then Amrit will have no effect. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's why we struggle. And Guruji says, well, the cure, in the last two lines, the cure in the company of man of God, O Nanak, all poison of human hearts is destroyed. Nanak Sangat Melhar, Sangat, man of God. Nanak Sangat Melhar, Sab Bikhle Jaya. We ignore it at our peril. After mentioning all that, Guruji says, there's a cure, there is a way. Nanak Sangat Melhar, Sab Bikhle Jaya. If you're like the nim, there's bitterness inside you, there's badness inside you, Amrit will have no effect until that bitterness comes out. Until you give your nature up of bitterness, until the nim gives up his bitterness, Amrit will have no effect. If there's poison inside you of lust, greed, nindya, chugali, irka, dubda, all inside you, Amrit will have no effect. If you are totally self-centered, that I am more important than anybody else, I should be praised, I should be looked up to, Amrit will have no effect. Worldly examples Guruji are using really have a deeper meaning for us. We can't just afford to say, okay, hard luck nim, hard luck poor snake, and don't know who he is, self-centered, but hard luck to him. I'm all right, Jack. Can't be that, can it? Because Guruji's words are for all of us. They must apply to us in the deeper sense. Nanak Sangat Mel Har Sab Bikhle Jaya. How do we find Sangat, O man of God? Antar Sital Sat Hoy Name Sukh Hoy Antar Sital Sat Vase Chap Herde Sada Sukh Hoy Trishna Buji Antar Thanda Gurpurela Tuta Ganda Shati Sital Mantan Thanda Janam Vanki Mitvi Danja Chandan Chandana Sardrut Mulna Miti Kam Sital Thive Nanaka Japandro Har Nam. The Divine Nam imparted joy. My heart now enjoys peace and tranquility.
On contemplating His Naam within the heart, lasting joy and happiness is achieved. There is peace and tranquility within. The flames of desires are extinguished. It is peaceful and calm within. The perfect Guru has cut the knot of illusion. Peace reigns in my heart. The mind and body are calm and composed. The fear of birth and death is dispelled. Neither sandalwood, nor the moon, nor even the cold winter season can remove the heart heat of desires and passions. There is peace and calm within, only if one contemplates God's Naam. If we continue to eat sweet things and take cold drinks, we soon get fed up with them. If we apply soothing sandal paste and other tranquilizing oils and scents, the burning flames of our hearts are never cooled. The bitter cold of snowy mountains cannot calm and extinguish the burning flames of a sinful heart, but the calmness and peace created by the contemplation of the Divine Naam cannot be disturbed by outward heat. Bidhi Chand, the eminent saintly warrior, disciple of Guru Arjan Dev Ji, remained undisturbed even near a burning oven. That's another story that sometime we'll look into by Bidhi Chand, how he served Guru Har Gobind Sahib and how he was once nearly caught and he hid into oven, burning oven, and he was saved by Guruji. By Dayal Das was thrown into a boiling cauldron, and by Mati Das was sewn alive by the orders of Aurangzeb. These great six saints suffered martyrdom with the utmost calm and endurance. That is why the peace and tranquility attained from contemplation of God is considered to be a higher order than the sweetness and tranquility acquired by material means. There is one more outstanding feature of this peace attained by contemplation. It not only makes you immune against worldly heat, but even against cold in the cold season. So the inner heat of Naam not only loses the feeling of being cold, but also is an air conditioning for heat as well, if you can call it that. Now we are talking about very, very, very high spiritual states here. So don't go out here and say, okay, I want them states. You cannot get them without Guruji's full grace. It's only through Guruji's kirpa that these stages can be attained. It's not through your own efforts, though efforts obviously are required.